It's the day of resurrection. Mary, the first preacher of the gospel, has encountered the risen Christ. But she can't soak it in for long because Jesus sends her off to go tell the disciples of what she's seen and heard. So Mary goes on her way, announcing to her friends, "I have seen the Lord," and telling them everything that Jesus had told her. And how did the disciples respond to this good news, this miracle of all miracles? They locked themselves in a room, disbelieving of what Mary had told them, and paralyzed in fear of how people would respond. This is where our story picks up today. On the night that Jesus somehow gets past the locked door and appears to the disciples who were there. The night when Jesus shows up amidst their deep and profound fear and says, "Peace be with you." Now, unlike his encounter with Mary, Jesus doesn't explain anything to the disciples. He doesn't tell them about his upcoming ascension or wax poetically about how my God is your God. Instead, after sharing the peace with them, without hesitating at all or skipping a beat, he just shows them his body. He shows them his hands and his side. Rationally, logistically, this makes sense. When a man who you've assumed to be dead appears in a locked room and speaks to you, you might think your eyes are deceiving you. And so Jesus is showing off his body as proof that it's him. It's really him. "Look, guys, these are my hands that healed the blind man, that handed out bread to thousands of people, that washed your feet just a few days ago. This is my side. This is the torso that supported me as I threw over the tables in the temple and wept over our friend Lazarus. Look, it's me. It's your friend, your rabbi." But on that evening of the resurrection, those are not the only stories of Jesus' hands and his side. Because now they were not just bearers of holy, miraculous, amazing things. They also bore the scars of death, of trauma, suffering, unjust evil. His hands were now bruised from catching himself as he was flogged. They had markings of cuts and splinters from carrying the wooden cross up the hill. There were holes from where the nails went in. These hands that had healed and supported and loved were now bruised and broken and disjointed, never to be the same again. And then his side. It didn't resemble any kind of six-pack he may have had before. Instead, there were long, thin lines across his back from the marks of the whip, and a gaping hole where they pierced him, the place where the water and blood poured out. His hands and his side, the body that Jesus shows the disciples, it's not pretty anymore. It may be healed and scarred over, but it's not without blemish or markings. It is the body of a man who has faced unbelievable and gruesome death. Like Jesus, we are also marked by death. We are changed in mind, body, and spirit by the suffering that life has inflicted on us. Cancer and surgeries and dementia, they change our bodies. In all our attempts to heal and sustain these flawed containers in which we live, we know they will never be the same after these experiences. Heartbreak and grief change our bodies, leaving our soul and heart with a gaping hole as we live in a world without someone we loved so deeply. Addiction and mental illness change our bodies as they learn to respond in a sometimes unhelpful way that is only trying to keep us alive. Infertility and losing a job and just aging, they all change our bodies as we try to survive in a new way in the world. These are the wounds we have on our bodies, the wounds of lives that are far from perfect, that are filled with suffering and pain. We do not walk out of death unscathed. And neither did Jesus. He bore the signs of death on his hands and his side, and he showed his broken body to the disciples in that locked room. And when they saw the body of their Lord, when they recognized him by his broken hands and wounded side, they rejoiced. They rejoiced. They rejoiced because in seeing Jesus' scars, they now saw it through a new light, not as a sign of his death, but a sign that the death no longer had power over him. They rejoiced because what inflicted those wounds, all that disjointed his hands, what left permanent markings on his sides, what they saw happen on that cross, they knew it was not the end of Jesus' story. They rejoiced because his wounds did not hold him back from resurrection. They did not hinder him from rising from the dead. They did not keep him in the tomb. They rejoiced because his hands and his side were now a sign on their Lord's body of the incredible love he had for his friends. The disciples looked at the markings death had made on Jesus' body, and they rejoiced. They rejoiced because it was through Jesus' wounds that they were saved. They rejoiced because the death didn't win. What is so beautiful about the resurrection of Jesus is that he continued to bear his wounds. He did not walk into new life unscathed with a perfect body that went back to pre-crucifixion beauty. Jesus' resurrected body was permanently changed by the cross, just as we are permanently changed by the death that comes our way. But through the resurrection, our wounds are no longer a sign of the death that we have experienced. Through the resurrection, they are now signs that point to the crucified Christ. that point to our Lord who bore it all so that our scars will never be our final story, so that our wounds will never have the final say, so that our death will never hinder us from entering into new life. It is so tempting to want to go back to who we once were, to bodies that have not been changed and wounded by this broken world, to hearts that are whole, to minds that are untouched. But when Jesus enters that locked room and shows you his hands and his side, he shows you that you can carry the death on you and it will not hold you back from resurrection. It will not define you. It will not keep you in the tomb. It will not keep you from new life. Instead, your scars will bring you even closer to Jesus, the God who took on the entire burden of all of your death, so that your story may be one of life. Miraculous, unbelievable resurrection life. So, people of the resurrection, may you rejoice in your scars, your wounds, your broken bodies, your wounded hearts. May they be a sign to you that the death that has come your way is not and will not be your final story. May they remind you of the wounds the risen Christ bears, a sign that Jesus has joined with you in unimaginable death and overcame it so that you may have life. And may you walk into the resurrection that God has promised you, trusting that Jesus holds your weary and broken hand in his weary and broken hand. Amen.